driving you all crazy. You're talking about Aaron Rodgers, MVP.
There's just the possibility, taking long shot bets.
Yeah.
But Jaden Daniels was plus 750 in the sophomore season.
Is that right? Yeah, 750. I think so.
Cam Ward's your favorite to win rookie of the year? Is it Travis Hunter? On the spot. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No,
that's bad radio.
No, you're good. Give me a second. Rookie of the year. Well, it's offensive and defensive. So, yeah, let me look at the offensive.
Cam Ward's got to be the long shot.
Yeah, defensive is obviously Abdul Carter. I can't find the offensive rookie of the year.
Weird. I mean.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, no. Well, duh. Genty.
Ashton Genty. Okay.
Yep. Genty at plus 270. Ward right behind him at plus 300, and then a jump to Hunter at plus 900.
The interesting thing about Ward is nobody knows who that is or where he plays, and he was the number one pick. Like that, I've never, ever, guys, have seen anything like this. Like other than Eric Fisher being drafted number one, and that's a left tackle, right? This guy's a quarterback, was drafted number one overall, and I guarantee you the average NFL fan would be like, I know that name. Is that Charlie Ward who played for the Knicks? You know, like they would think that before they think about Cam Ward playing for the Tennessee Titans. I don't even know if he's going to start down there. There's been, I mean, a lot of smoke, obviously, filled with mayonnaise, but like Will Levis is playing good, they said, you know, during the spring. So if that's the case, by all means, let's see what he can do, right? They're clueless mooks.
No doubt. Hello, America. I thought that was coming next. No. So you talk about Cam Ward where.
I don't. Nobody does.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I would love to be Cam Ward. He's got no pressure,
perfect.
Man.
Yep.
No, I'm saying like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he's the first quarterback taken.
Unbelievable.
I think Arch Manning will probably be the first pick next year.
Oh, I think he's already been drafted. Oh. Did you see he gave $1.5 million to the Texas efforts too?
Pretty cool.
I mean, that's awesome.
Pretty cool. Paul Feinbaum guarantees Texas will beat Ohio State in week one. Quote, I am as married to Arch Manning as an old geezer like me can be to a young, great college quarterback.
Okay.
Is he going to be Kuiper with Shador? But I like everything about him, and I think you said something. The Manning name matters, but it isn't going to matter that field in a couple of weeks at Ohio State. The experience of being an understudy to yours and understanding Sark's system is what's going to get him over the top and probably, well, not probably, definitely beat Ohio State in the opener.
Okay.
Again, this is Paul Feinbaum saying this, not Arch Manning, but that is week one.
That's Damn. Also Paul Feinbaum, who, you know, has made his living off of loving up the SEC as well. Let me ask you this for all of the Texas fans sitting in the back. What was the last time Texas won something big?
That game that was given to them against Arizona State.
Which game was that?
Or did they end up beating Arizona State last year when they had they didn't challenge her. They challenged it and they said it was a hit.
Yeah, I think they.
They ended up beating
him.
Scatabu was a running back, and Texas got away with it because they called like targeting or something like that.
Yeah, that's terrible call.
That's the worst call I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
3 weeks later. That was actually the worst call.
Yeah, right. Well, it happens
daily.
Yeah. So
yeah, they won OT. Yeah, that was their biggest win.
But I mean, Texas
in
does
a college
not
football playoff.
No, normally step up and win big moments. They have been one of the, I don't want to use the term laughing stock, but for where they are with money, they should be a lot more prolific than they are in both men's basketball and in football, and they haven't been up there. So I think that's a little Feinbaum bias right there. Now, obviously, Ohio State's got a new quarterback this year as well, and everything changes over in college sports, but I'm not ready to say Texas is ready to play with the likes of Ohio State quite yet. They've got to figure things out. They've got to show consistency that they can play and be on top before I'm ready to pick the Texas Longhorns to beat Ohio State in week one. I get it. I mean, Feinbaum's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guy at throwing his opinion out there and getting people riled up about that one, but everybody's going to be looking forward to that game. There's no question about it.
I mean, I can't wait to see if Sark brings back the pants.
Oh, God,
you
I
know
hope so.
Bring back the pants.
Oh, they got to,
come
man.
On.
Those cream-colored, whatever, gray. And then you got the rat on the other sideline. The red cheeks and the beady eyes. Looks like
Ryan
he's been
Day.
Yeah, he looks like he's been bit by a raccoon, but like a baby raccoon. Gave him a little bit of the rabies. I don't know, man.
He's got a beautiful beard, man.
Big, nice beard.
Yeah.
Him without the beard would be, oof.
Yeah, but he's got the Just for Men in there perfectly. It's the perfect color. Like, it's a great-looking beard. August 30th, 11 a.m. is when they're going to play.
Ooh, 11 a.m. Let's go. Love it.
August 30th at 11 a.m. is when they're playing that game.
That's we're 6 weeks away. We're 6 Saturdays away from this last Saturday.
That's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm pumped. Let's go, man.
And the video I always see for, like, letting us know how close we are to the football is the Virginia Tech, North Carolina game that they do, like, the Sandman in Virginia Tech. Yeah. And start going. I'm like, I would love to be there.
Be
for, like, the first 10 minutes. I'd be like, all right, get me out of here.
Yeah. Like, freaking out now.
Walls are closing in. That or I go to a Rocky Top game at night, just seeing that on TV.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
Seeing how that is and just be like, that would be just awesome.
Vibrating.
The Wisconsin jump around to start the fourth quarter is really
sure,
cool. I got
yes.
to be part of that one time. That was awesome.
I just want to go to an SEC game at night.
Yeah, that would be great. Night, like LSU at night, I think, would be the go to Clemson at night.
Georgia. Go to the Swamp, and it's LSU, Florida.
Have you ever been to LSU?
I have not been to LSU.
Clemson for a game?
Clemson, no. They're not SEC.
Right, but I'm just thinking of like the cool places that people say you got to go to.
Oh, you want to see Dabo run down the hill? I want to be there when he eats it.
Yes, when he falls on his
geek.
Yeah, but Clemson at night is supposed to be awesome. Virginia Tech, obviously, at night is supposed to be awesome. But LSU is where I really want to go. That's the one at night. You want to go see a game down there. Start tailgating on Thursday for that thing.
Somebody says, it's not full-blown rabies. It's just a touch of the rabies.
Just a touch.
He's got a little bit there. Like, if he was, like, in The Walking Dead, he'd been sneezed on. He wasn't bit.
Yeah.
But there's something that's definitely
it's
ticking
brewing.
In that body where it could go either way. He sleeps alone with a locked door. That's for sure, man.
Julian Sain is your quarterback this year, Bob. 5-star transfer from Alabama.
Shocker.
There you go.
Shocker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
What are we going to do next year?
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy in Bama because – what, Missouri's starting quarterback's the backup at Penn State? Was it backup at Penn State?
I believe that's correct.
And they had a hell of a train. They got a stud from a D3 school running back, too, at Mizzou. I'm telling you, college football playoff week schedule.
Let's go. And then I found out a little tidbit this weekend for next year's draft that the Saints offensive coordinator, and they'll likely have the number one pick, very likely could be the worst team in the NFL, their offensive coordinator is Garrett Nussmeier's father.
Who?
Garrett Nussmeier is the LSU quarterback. He's favored to be like the second or third over pick. If Saints get that number one... His dad, yeah, exactly.
Nussmeier.
Now, Nussmeier or Manning, if you don't take Manning and you're in New Orleans, you get run out of town.
Yeah, because Arch could just live in the French Quarter where they have the house.
Yeah, he's already got his house down there. I've been there. But they've got, Nussmeier.
I know.
That's a wet fart. It really is. Like, you're the New Orleans Saints, and you've got the number one pick in the draft, and there's Arch Manning looking right at you, and you take somebody named Nussmeier. They're clueless move. I mean, what are we doing here with that, right? Don't even bring that name up. Now, if you have the fourth pick and Arch is gone and you want to take Darius Nutmeyer or, you know, whoever it is on the team, whatever the guy's name is, go for it. But if you're the New Orleans Saints and you have pick 1-1 and Manning this year was not a guy who blew out his knee or collapsed on the field and showed that he couldn't play, you have no choice but to take Arch Manning. I mean, I think we're starting to see kind of the stars align, and we may see some of the script at play here where Arch Manning goes on to save the New Orleans Saints franchise.